Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fellas, how's that Wi-Fi running right there? Are we rocking and rolling? Is this good? Are we back? Are we back? The old turn it off, turn it back on trick. Joey D coming in
Wow,
hot right
never
there. And fellas,
fails.
we are back. Now,
Good
this
for the
one.
turn it off, turn it on trick. Good for the hotel. Good for
Yeah.
hotel man. I'm going to tell you something. If you wanted to wait for those engineers, you'd be waiting until next Tuesday, Bob.
Yeah,
What
he's not
is.
wrong. I'll
No.
tell you, Bob, you know, working in the hotel, the worst department normally. And I hate to say it because they work hard, but they're just understaffed and they're so slow to the scene. These
They are
engineering.
very housekeeping's quick.
IT and
Oh,
engineering.
IT was always tough. They got bigger
Oh.
shit to be dealing with. You know what I mean? Hard working, very hard working. We don't want to come here
Understaffed
understaffed, which isn't
and
their
slow.
problem, and slow, very, very slow, and that's true. And we're back here, and I said before, prior to us getting disconnected, whenever I have like Wi-Fi issues or I'm a little bit late into like the meeting or the Zoom, Mikey V is like a disappointed father, and I kind of fear Mikey V, if I'm being honest, to where like when he's disappointed, he has a reason to be disappointed, but like it's just that look that he gets of just like sheer disappointment. You know what I mean? Like it's not
I would say it's more disgust than
oh, that's
disappointment.
terrible. That's
I mean,
unnecessary.
you know
That's
what it is
terrible.
I just I'm I set my standards. I just Joe has high standards. I think we've talked about that before. He always said that. But yeah, I expect, you know, time is very valuable. You know, we only have a certain amount of time on this earth, and we got to be on point with time, Bob. We got to. But that being said, I mean, you weren't egregiously late today. It was maybe like 3 minutes.
No.
That's not what anything under 5 minutes, I got no issue with. Under
Yeah,
five
but
minutes
what
to
is
me
the
is
saying,
fine.
Mikey? If you show up 15 minutes, you're early. If you show up on time, you're late.
No, yeah, no,
If
it's
you show
it's
up,
if
if
you're
show
on
up,
time, if you're on time, you're
this guy
late.
just can't get
If
a
you're on time, you're
freezer.
late. That's what I said. 10 minutes, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. I don't think you said that. You said
He
something
definitely did
else,
not
but that's okay.
say. He definitely
Yeah.
did not
I
say.
don't think I have it down 100% either, Joe, to be fair, but I'm pretty sure it's if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late.
Which, by
But
the
I
way, I
am
would think
very
I'm
much
usually,
like that. But
yeah, but
I'm
you
very much
say
like that.
usually if I'm like 2 minutes late, you get a text into digest and it's like, Bob, very concerned about Bob. Do we have eyes on Bob?
Well,
Where is
here's
Bob?
the thing. I think it's worse if you send the link early than we
That's fair.
believe that you're ready to jump in.
That's
You
fair.
come
That's
in,
a good
and
point.
then we're
Yeah.
sitting there with our thumb up our ass in the
Oh,
waiting room for 5 minutes before you come in. If you send the link late, and then we come on and you're there immediately, it's better. Do
okay.
you disagree,
Yeah.
Mikey V?
I mean, look.
No, what I saw the link came in very early today. The link was in
Yeah.
like 10 minutes before
Sure was.
showtime, which when the link
It
comes in
gives you
that
hope.
early, it makes me think that Bob is just on the trigger. Now, the fact that he didn't come in on time or perhaps a little early was a little, but you know what? We're here now, so let's rock and roll.
Let's
Let's
rock and
get to
roll.
it. I
Let's
got
rock
a
and
lot of
roll.
things I want to talk about, though.
I do want to say something that really, really sucked. And I don't know if Mikey did it to bust my balls. Part of me thinks that he knows what he was doing. The studio is in full effect right now. We're setting up the studio right now. And the other day, I send a picture of the studio, and Joe's like, man, that's sick. That looks great. It's the start. You know, Mikey sends into the group chat, he goes, what am I looking at here? Like, what the fuck, man? Like, isn't it
I
so
didn't know what it
clear
was,
that
Bob.
I'm trying to, Mikey V wanted us to have a
It
studio
looked
so
nice.
bad. We
There's
don't,
even
okay, wait a minute,
AstroTurf.
wait a
I
minute, wait a
mean,
minute.
there's
There's
AstroTurf.
AstroTurf in the goddamn thing. What are we looking at here? I bought nice mic. I mean, I'm trying here, and that's the answer that I get. What am I looking at here? To where I almost think that he knew what he was looking at, and he doesn't want to.
No.
Yeah, because then when I said the studio, he said, well, hopefully there's good Wi-Fi in there too. It's like I can never be good enough for Mikey.
He's not that sick, Bob. He's not gonna
Oh,
pretend.
he's pretty sick. I think
I,
he knew what he was doing. I think he knew what he was
I, can I,
doing.
can I, can I speak?
Sure, sure.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna say he didn't know.
Think he
Wait,
knew what he was
hold on,
doing,
hold
Joey
on,
D.
hold on a second before. Now, this is a classic, for our longtime
Oh,
listeners, this is a classic pretzel job. So you're used to this already. But here's what I'll say, Bob. Who knows what Bob does on a daily basis, to be honest? Who the fuck knows what Bob is doing?
I
He's
don't know.
recording here, he's filming there, cameoing over here. This guy, who knows what he's doing? He sends a picture of like a, of like the casting couch. Basically, it looks like the casting couch from the adult film industry. Okay, there's AstroTurf. There's an AstroTurf mat on your end. Okay, and there's a guy. There's a guy with a fucking television camera in the picture with a huge TV camera. Yeah. I thought he was filming something. I thought he was being filmed for, I don't know, the next rendition of Debbie Does Dallas. I have no idea what he's doing. And the camera's there, and he just sends a picture, no context whatsoever. And I just said, what am I looking at? Meanwhile, I'm at work pushing pencils and papers and staples. And I'm looking at this picture. I'm like, what am I looking at here? There was no offense intended. Now, that being said, that I know it's the studio. Studio looks pretty good. Looks like it's up and coming. I am concerned about the Wi-Fi. With good reason, Bob.
Yeah, with good reason. You know what I got too, and it's more of not something that I would actually play. It's more of just like an aesthetic, like a look. I got so it's the theme of the studio is to be like a 19th hole, like clubhouse type thing. And what I got was you know Golden Tee, the arcade games.
You bought a Golden Tee arcade.
Sure did. Sure did. Yeah, I think it'll
Cameo look... money's running deep right now.
I know. Listen, I've looked into the market for those machines.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
It's that's not a cheap machine, the Golden Tee. Oh, that's cheap, a nice piece of equipment.
It's not
I love the play because I love Golden Tee.
Yeah.
I love that play.
Can I make a request? Before we're buying Golden Tees, can we just upgrade to the premium Wi-Fi and then we can worry about the rest?
I called Spectrum for the upgrade. I did call Spectrum for the upgraded Wi-Fi. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see if that ends up going anything. But I'm fascinated with, like, you know what always got me going? Like, you ever seen Big Daddy, his place where he had, like, the pinball machine? Anytime I just, like, see one of those arcade games, it's the sickest thing. To where maybe the Bear Cave, you got, like, a
I've thought about it. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It. Yeah, I've thought about it. It's just a
pinball
machine. For a pinball machine that's in good condition, like working, everything works, the lights, the sounds, the bells, the whistles, they're like $8,000-$9,000 for a good pinball machine.
Really?
Like a Star Wars one or something like that.
Bro, forget it. If you want to get like the Jaws one or the Sopranos one or one of those big like Back to the Future, one of those big like $10,000 those machines. If they're in working condition, you could buy one for $3,000 or $4,000, but you gotta get fucking special bulbs, panels, all the shit to make it work. I'm not doing that. That's gonna cost more than buying the machine.
I'll be honest with you. Imagine Mikey being sponsored by a pinball company. It'd be fucking hysterical. He'd be pushing those things like hotcakes, man. And beyond
that. I'd just be story posting the Who pinball wizard.
Yeah. Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down the Rhine, I must have seen them all, but I ain't seen nothing like them. To be honest with you, Mikey, I'm surprised about that. That might be like the ones that like grow in value. The Golden Tee was $600.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a great deal.
Ripped off. They probably give you like a not a real one, Bob.
They gave him silver.
They gave him the platinum tee.
Bronze tee. But if it was $600, that's ridiculous.
I would have expected it was
like $6,000-$7,000.
Was it secondhand?
What do you mean secondhand?
It had to be secondhand.
It's not brand new.
That'd be sure. Used.
Well, it's from like Target everywhere. So Best Buy has.
It's not the big arcade machine.
It's an arcade machine, but it's like the Pac-Man one almost. Like it's big.
It's not like a standalone. It's not the full size one.
No. It's not the gigantic.
Okay,
one.
That's what I thought you got. I'll look it up while you guys talk. That machine's
now that,
gotta be like
that I've seen. That's in like the 6,000-7,000 range. But I just think when you have something down there like that, it just looks so cool. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So it's a substitute. I've got the PlayStation 5. I've been playing that. I mean, it's not the same. It's not the same because it's just not. But Golden Tee pre-owned $3,000 2020. Golden Tee. Now, this one's pretty cheap. Oh, it's only the cabinet. This is how they get you, though. They sell you just the cabinet and then the game. You got to get the – it's just
you
got to
buy the other stuff. Yeah.
Are you serious?
No. Yeah. This one's cheap. $2,000.
Used. So I got to buy the game?
Yeah, I mean, well, no, you could buy it all, Bob, but you're going to spend a couple thousand. I mean, they're at least, you know, the new ones are at least, you know, $5,000 if you want a brand new one out of the box.
I think we get Joey D a pinball machine, man. I can see Joey
D. I don't have a dining room table that's proper. Where am I going to put a pinball table?
You could find
I got to move, Joey, man. I got to move. I'm done.
I was going to say, I feel like
he's Joe ready. Moving he's soon. Ready. Yeah. But the thing is, Joe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joe's been talking about moving for the past 6 years. Joe doesn't want to go through the process of moving, which nobody does, but Joe will do anything to avoid that process.
Do it now,
process.
Though, Joe. Do it now.
I am a classic procrastinator. Like, if there's something that I don't want to do, like, I'll give you an example. Bob gave me his air conditioning unit from his old apartment.
Not a cheap unit. It's about the price of a Golden Tee machine.
Okay. It's probably around $1,000. It's probably around $1,000. It's one of those big boys, you know, with the thing you have to put in the window.
Yeah, a lot of BTU power. Yep,
I don't know how to do that shit. So I
said to Bob. You know how to put an air conditioner in a window?
I do not know. So I said to Bob, I said, listen, I'll take it off your hands. I'll get like one of these TaskRabbit or whatever people to come by, and you pay them to install it. But
a TaskRabbit or a handyman, Joe?
No, there's an app called TaskRabbit where you go on and you put in.
That's on me. I guess.
You put in what you need done, whether it's an appliance setup or something, and they charge you a fee. They come to your house and they do it. Wow. But I don't feel comfortable having random people in my house. So this air conditioning unit sat next to my couch in my living room for the latter part of a year. Until like last week, Nicole said, it's getting hot in the bedroom. Let's set up the AC. I said, I don't know how to do it. Like, we got to call someone to do it. She spent 20 minutes to set it up and then it's all done. But my point is that if there's something I don't know how to do that I don't want to do, I will not do it for a long standing time. And Bob is right with the moving. There's nothing on earth I would rather do like that I would put worse than moving out of your place. And I don't have an elevator in my apartment. So it's all two flights of stairs. It's going to be a nightmare. I got to set up one of those.
Mikey, I used to go to football Sundays at his place. This place was a sauna in there, an absolute sauna.
I remember.
He would get upset with me when I said it was hot. He would get upset with me for saying that it was hot, claiming that it wasn't. It was absolutely scorching in here. I said, Joe, just call the building. All you got to do is call. So finally, years later, he finally calls. Like, come on, they put in a new AC unit, and now it's fine. Now it's too cold.
I remember the whole drama with the air conditioner.
Bob also likes to be in subarctic temperatures. He's used to blowing it at 60.
I like that also, though, to be fair.
Sitting there with the shawl over your fucking – you're freezing your nuts off, and Bob's sitting there just throwing fucking peanuts in his mouth.
He'll sit on
the ground next to the AC, it's blowing in his face. He's blocking the air from everyone else.
You know who's got it nice and cold in that basement is Mikey B.
Well, he gets heated. Bob, he gets heated during those Bears games. He needs it nice and cold.
Yeah. Very, very true. Yeah. Very true.
Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day, a product that I use and take every single day, Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong.
All right, boys. I think it's time we go into our buy and sell. Yeah, I think we get down to business on our buyer sells. And fellas, if I can, I'd love to start, you know, the drill. What did we see from the week that we like? What did we see from the week that we didn't like? I'd love to get it started here, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You okay with that, Joey D?
You have the floor.
I am buying, and I bought her for the past two decades, but she sat courtside in Madison Square Garden the other day. And you talk about presence, man, and she's still got it. I'm buying Jessica Alba all day long. Did you see her at the Garden? She was sitting next to Sauce Gardner and Aaron Rodgers. It is so fun. And not only am I going to buy Jessica Alba, I don't like Knicks fans. I really don't. I always root against the Knicks. I've been a Nets guy since I was a kid. These games at the Garden, you know, it's cool to see everybody sitting courtside and all that. There is a buzz just from watching TV of these games at the Garden. When the Knicks are in the playoffs, it is so much fun. As much as I root for them to lose, Knicks fans are unbelievable. They really are. They get so into the game. You see the courtside, the different people that are sitting courtside, which is always a blast to see. I'm buying Jessica Alba. I'm buying Knicks fans, although that I can't stand them and I root against the Knicks every single time. The NBA playoffs have been a lot of fun, and I think part of what's made it fun is the Knicks being in the playoffs. Joey D has his hand up. Joey D, take it away.
I just have a question. Do you think Spike Lee has lost his fastball?
The Jet has the famous take of saying that Spike Lee lost his fastball.
I want to know what you think. I think he's still bringing the heat.
I kind of respect Jet's take. I can't tell you, and as we know, I'm not a movie guy, so maybe I'm not. I don't know. I don't know. I know he's had a ton of movies. I know, but like recently,
I'm saying, like, what has he done lately? Is what I'm saying.
He did that. The Black Klansman movie was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really good.
I don't know. With that being said, though, I just think these games, and it's made the playoffs so much fun. You see Jessica Albison on the side, Sauce Gardner, Aaron Rodgers. Although I honestly think Aaron Rodgers just shows up to these games at the Garden, waits for him to be on the Jumbotron, says hello, and then dips. Because I think
he's
enjoys being
New York
on the
already.
He's already crushing New York. But I think he enjoys just being on that Jumbotron so much to where after he gets his fix, he's gone. That's what I think.
I'm going to go back to the Spike Lee thing. I'm going to say he hasn't lost his fastball, because if you see a game that he's not at, it doesn't feel like the Knicks game. Like he has to be part. It's like Jack Nicholson in the Staples Center, Lakers, which is now Crypto.com.
He was there for game one, I think, wasn't it?
First time he's been seen in like two years. He's got
dementia, I think. It's sad.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah.
That's tough.
I sell one more thing, not to take it away here, but I do just want to sell one more thing.
Please.
Airport security, you know, the things that you put in now they have the newer version ones, the tray where like it does it for you and then it pulls the tray under. Like, yeah. I like the old school ones to where you just throw it on there. These new ones that they have now, you got to wait for the tray to come under. You never know where you can push your thing on. There's always a guy there kind of yelling at you, to where the old school ones, I feel like, were so much easier. That's all I
tell you
say.
What, Bob, piggybacking off that, they gotta get a line, because you go to one airport, you can take the laptop, you have to take the laptop out. You go to the next one, keep your laptop in. Can we just, it's 2023 now, can we get a line that either the laptop and all the shit's coming out, or you just put the stuff in the tray? Because it's like the swipe or the tap or the insert with the card. Let's just get everybody on the same page, because it shouldn't be that difficult.
Joe, you know, it was a big proud moment for me was getting you onto the Clear train of using Clear at the airports.
Yeah.
Is that not tremendous? They take you right to the front.
Sometimes, Bob, I feel like a bit of a douche, because there's like 10 people in line and I still use the Clear, because I'll be honest, I'm paying for it. I'm going to use it.
He don't feel like a douche. He don't feel, you know what he
I
did
use
actually,
at West Palm.
Mikey,
I know West Palm.
We were in the West Palm airport. This is like a private airport. Nobody's ever at this airport. It's me, Jet, and Ticket. We're getting ready to go through security. There's nobody in the security line. There's nobody, maybe right. two
There was
people.
Like five, six people.
I have Clear, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stay with the guys. Like, I don't need to go use Clear.
Yeah.
I pull on, I go, where's Joe? Joe, of course, is in the clear. He's being escorted.
I'm paying for a service, Bob. I'm going to use a service.
We end up getting with him at the exact same time. I said, look at this guy.
No, I was ahead.
Joe,
It's a principle, Bob. I pay for the service. I'm going to use the service when I travel.
That's like using the Disney Fast Pass on like the teacup ride where nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Save it for Splash Mountain, Cutsy.
Yeah, but Joey D. Let's head over to Mikey V. So Mikey V, buy or sell here tonight.
All right, well, the weather's breaking over here in New Jersey, finally. We got some decent weather this weekend. And with that, I've had a lot of conversations with people, you know, what their plans are for the summer and what they're going to do with their kids and their families and vacations and this, that. And I got to tell you, these people who keep asking me to go camping, let me tell you something. Don't ever fucking ask me to go camping, bro. Just don't ask me to go camping. Don't ask me to stay in the woods without Wi-Fi.
You can come in.
What?
You can come in.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
By the way, Mikey V.
Mikey V and Joey D here.
How you doing, buddy?
Come on in. They're here. Guys, do you think your wife, what was your name?
Adolfo.
This is Adolfo. Say hello
nice to
Adolfo.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Okay. Hey, Adolfo, welcome to the Brilliant Dumb Show.
Oh, thank you.
My man. All right. Have a good one, Adolfo. Thank you very much.
Guy. He's great.
Clap it up for Adolfo there. Let's clap it up.
Only showed up 35 minutes later. Thank God for the turn on thing.
That's why I said.
Mikey V was right.
No, I said somebody else. If you're going to wait for them, you might as well have somebody else host it.
Yeah.
Because that was going to be like a half hour.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, that's no fault of his own. He's probably busy. There's probably a lot of Wi-Fi.
But the ricochet from Joey D, I think, is very
interesting. You should have waited until he was out in the hallway.
Of course.
I waited until he left the room, Bob.
Okay.
By the way, you have the headphones and he can't hear it anyways.
It was Zasha Vujicic last week, and it's Adolfo this
week.
No,
you know, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
The Zasha Vujicic thing, I'm still upset
about. If you were to save that gentleman's phone number in your phone, right? Let's say you needed him for tomorrow, Bob, or whatever, during your length of stay. How would you save his name in your cell phone? Because I am very specific how I save people's names. So he's the IT guy or the Wi-Fi guy. So I would save him in my phone as Adolfo Wi-Fi or Adolfo IT.
Adolfo IT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page with that.
And how do you think his name's spelled?
A-D-O-L-F-O.
Or is it a P-H?
I don't think it's a P-H. Could be a P-H. I think it's more of a German with the hard F.
I would go Adolfo Aloft. Because that's where I'm at one of these.
Oh, yeah. But you if you like go him. IT, yeah. No, I have nothing against Adolfo. We just said it was
not Adolfo. I mean the Aloft. They try and be like a new, like, trendy type hotel.
Yeah. Is that Marriott?
Could be. Yeah.
Marriott, I'm convinced, owns like 100 different hotels. Yeah. Anyways, poor Mikey V got interrupted by Adolfo.
Okay. That's no problem. Apologize.
Anyway, don't ask me to go camping. Don't ask me. I want to take my kids to the woods and rough it and not have any television or Wi-Fi. It all sounds well and good. And yeah, if the weather's ideal, I don't want it. A vacation to me is not about like not being able to shower and like a really real shower. It's not about, cooking my own meals over firewood where I really don't have utensils and spices and things that I could use. It's not about bugs crawling on me or anything like that, or mud or dirt. Like, that to me is not a vacation. I'm selling camping in general.
I don't think
there's any redeeming qualities to it whatsoever. If you want to be one with Mother Nature, there's a million other ways you could do that. And I'm not saying that people, you know, who do it, more power to you. But personally for me, I think camping may be one of the most overrated activities in the history of activities. Give me a beach and a resort any day over the woods and fucking bugs and dirt and sweat and shit. And what else do you got to do out there? I just don't ask me to go camping. I'm done with camping.
I think it's a terrific sell.
Speaking of recipes and spices, did you see Bear Downs now putting up on his Only Subs recipes?
Dude, it's on. By the way,
what did you call it? Mike, give me only recipes.
Only rubs.
Only rubs.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, the stuff that Mikey V cooks, like his grilling skills, I would trust him. the stuff that he's putting out there, I sincerely.
The Sunday gravy looked good.
Bro, the stuff he whipped. Well, yeah, but Sunday gravy is Holly. Sunday gravy is Holly, which her stuff we already know, you know, the caliber that is coming out of that. Yes, man. Yes. What Mikey V does on the grill is, the stuff. What did you have the other day?
Although there was that one item that he put on, that one pork chop thing, that looked a little sad. Whoa. That was like from a few weeks ago. Bob, you hit me up about it.
No.
Yeah, you did. There was
I want to know. I really want to know.
I got to go back in the archives and see. But like Mikey V normally does put fire on the grill. Like he'll do shish kebabs or he'll do a lot of good looking things. But he put one sad, sorry looking piece of meat. This was a couple weeks ago.
I'd be curious to know. I'd be curious to know what it is because
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but Mikey V, I'm not coming at you. I'm saying normally your product looks really good.
Or maybe that's your thing against the pork chop, Joey D. Which, by the way, bias
towards pork chops. We know
maybe it's the pork chop.
I had a lot of support in my DMs about the fact that pork chops are overrated. I have not tried Mikey V's, which is yet to be remained. I think we film me eating Mikey V's.
Yeah,
pork chop. I gotta make it a rating
with the only rubs dry rub on it.
Yes, and I'll give it a rating.
Yeah,
I think Mikey V had something on the grill the other day it was like a salmon. Was it salmon burgers or
No, that was a pork that was a pork sausage patty, right?
Pork sausage patty
with provolone and broccoli rabe chopped up into. To the patty.
Where I don't see that one. Bro,
they're better, honestly, bro. They're better. They're better sometimes than a cheeseburger. Like they are fucking. They hit different, bro.
Now,
they're,
what did you put better. Anything on top of that?
No, you could put it on a sesame seed. I recommend just put on a regular sesame seed bun, not a potato roll. Potato rolls for burgers usually I use, but no. In this case, Holly made a little pasta, like a little lemon, fresh shaved parm. Pasta. I literally chopped up the patties and put it right into the pasta. It was fucking delicious. But normally I eat it on a sesame seed bun, just like a patty sandwich. Delicious.
You got to get one of those big old Traeger grills, Michael.
No, I don't want to smoke, man. I got the Weber four burner, the Genesis.
Weber's good.
Love the Weber. And then the I'm getting the blacktop.
What do you know about the Weber, Joey D?
I'm telling you, Weber is a high.
He knows the Weber brand.
High product.
Yeah, he knows the Weber brand.
It's actually pronounced. It's actually German. It's pronounced Weber.
I don't know about that, man. We gotta fact check that.
It's German, Bob. Okay. It's Weber. Pronounced Weber.
Well, I gotta tell you, I have a great Weber grill in my backyard. I love it. But I am. We're under construction here again at the household. We're blowing out our kitchen window. Our kitchen window is getting blown out, putting a sliding door, and we're getting the backyard all done, pavers, and I'm gonna have a little cooking station back there. It's gonna be real nice. It's not gonna be done until about August.
Probably. You guys are busting my chops for the golden tee for what Mikey's paying for this blowout. He got the whole man cave done.
Ah, but this is putting TVs. Equity into my home. This is
hey, Shay, I got nothing against it, but you guys are busting my balls.
Your fucking Walmart fucking golden tee isn't gonna raise the price of the condo up, is it?
Not right.
I'm not saying. It's a bad thing. I love the golden tea. I'm worried about it now.
I'm
worried
about it.
Walmart version.
Why are you worried about it?
Because you said that it's just the box. I was wondering why it was so cheap.
No. I'm saying I was looking on eBay for a full machine. So they have the full machine and it looks like the arcade machine, right?
On eBay.
But they're selling it for $600. And you look at the fine print and it says cabinet only, which means it's just the cool golden tea cabinet that the screen goes into.
Bullshit.
Like it's just the cabinet. Like meaning like, you know, Pac-Man, the old Pac-Man, they had the Pac-Man drawing and art on the big case that the actual screen goes into the case. They call that the cabinet.
Yeah.
So the cabinet they're selling for golden tea, which has got all the art on it and shit. But that's why it's only $600 because the
looks like Bob got more than he bargained for.
No, Bob's good because he's buying something brand new from Walmart. This is on eBay. You got to watch eBay, bro. These guys on eBay are pirates.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I was so jazzed up.
No, yours is gonna be fine. You're buying brand new from Walmart. You're fine.
This right. Target is even better.
Target, whatever.
All right, let's head on over to Joey D.
I was gonna sell, but you guys. kind of both sold. So I'm going to buy something. I tell you what, I normally dread going to like the dentist. I dread it and doing the cleaning. I went this last week with Nicole and I did the teeth whitening. Look at these pearlies. I'm buying teeth whitening, dude. You feel like $1 million walking out of there. And it was $99. It wasn't that expensive. And you know what? You can't put the price on a good smile, Mikey V. You really can't. And so I got the wedding coming up. I said, you know what? I'm going to get these things. Look at these. These are flat. They're whiter than I've seen them in ages. They give me a little kit. I do it every week. People, I think they don't do it, but they'd rather buy like the Crest white strips. That shit doesn't work. Go in, spend $99, $100, and you get the actual whitening. They put the infrared laser thing right in your mouth. It's fucking unbelievable. I'm buying that.
Mikey,
is that so
insane? I don't know. I don't know.
I saw the story post with the fucking ultraviolet light in your teeth, bro.
Look at these things. Look how white they are.
I see.
I haven't had teeth this white in ages. And I want people to be able to share in that kind of joy.
Now, look, I have
yours fairly, are good, Mikey V.
Yeah, and I don't do that. I have a very, very rigorous dental routine every day. Very, very rigorous.
Joe,
I use the flossers. I use the Crest. The Colgate Total Optic White, the Optic White Colgate line. Now, listen, this toothpaste is not for the faint at heart. This toothpaste will blow your fucking brains out if you're not careful. And then with the wash after, the whitening wash after, but that's just a gargle. I've never done. Yeah, I got a Phillips Diamond.
I got one of those.
I've never done the ultraviolet light. I'm a little skeptical.
No, Mikey, I'm telling you, it takes 20 minutes. It's not like an hour long procedure. They put it like a little tray in your mouth and they put that thing in. I'm telling you, with someone who cares about their teeth like you do, you walk out of there 4 shades whiter.
The thing with Joey D now is, and by the way, I'm very happy for Joe. Joe eats better now. He really does. He lost weight. I mean, he looks good. He looks really good. I'm very happy for Joe. The thing
he's on his way to the eights, by the way.
I got a 7-2 left.
He's well on his way.
But
he's
can't.
We might be at a 7-5 already.
He can't do any self-care things without either telling everybody, promoting it on Instagram. Like, this guy can't do a workout without now posting his workout.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's true. It's every.
I work out almost every single day.
And we get a post day.
You absolutely do not. I put up one story today. That's ridiculous. Mikey, I put up one story today. I haven't put up
today,
a story of me in the
DM.
I'm
upset now.
No, because Bob likes to fabricate shit.
He's pretzeling a little bit, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And you know what?
Welcome to my fucking world, pal.
Mikey, I go to the gym almost every day with Nicole.
Jeff.
Well, no, but I'm doing it in the shadows. But I put up one
Here's the thing about Bob.
Today.
I'm going to tell you this about Bob.
Doing it in the shadows is not true, though, Mikey.
I have not been posting it on Instagram. I said I put up one story today. If you look at my last almost 2 weeks, you won't see one thing of me in the gym.
Mikey,
that's a lie, Joe.
I'll go through the archives right now. You won't find it.
All right.
I preface that with saying I think you look really good.
It's possible. It's very possible that sometimes I mix up Nicole's content. That's very possible.
Nicole puts the stuff in the gym in every day. I don't, though. I don't reshare it. Because of precisely this, because I was resharing and then the whole world was like, oh, we got slim cuts. And then I went on a binge
preface that by saying, though, I think you look really good. I'm very happy for you. I think you've made really big.
Joe,
another thing
is that Bob is very anti-gym post. He's very anti-gym post because I put up a story like 3 weeks ago getting off the Stairmaster. And this guy and Perez both came at my fucking jugular about it.
All right, I'm going to show you right now.
A lot of people like that shit, though.
The last thing that I put in was a reshare of Nicole thing in the gym. That was April 12th. That was the last time I put up anything on the gym. And I'm not lying. I'm like, you guys can look. There's no gym posts there, Bob.
These are all my stories.
Back to you, Mikey B.
There's some great stuff there, though. There's a picture of Joe just standing in the mirror.
Well, that I'm not going to testify to. That's whatever.
All the power to you, Joe D. I'm serious.
Teeth whitening, I'm buying it.
Teeth whitening is a buy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joey D.
No, I'd like Mikey V to try it out. I think Mikey V would have some real pearly whites after a session.
I think he got good. I do think he have it.
And by the way, I gave Mikey V an 8.5 last week, and I got returned with a 7.2.
It was a tough season.
I prefaced that and said he's well on his way to the eights, though. He's well on his way.
I do think it was a positive the way he said it, Joe. But I will say to get somebody an 8.5 and to be returned with a 7.2.
Well, the 8.5 was based on physique as well, because Mikey V has great physique. So I think that rounded him out. But I'm fine being a sevens guy, but at least be an upper echelon.
I think you're gonna. I think you're gonna touch eights, a seven six, a seven seven. Yeah, we're gonna get there. After the teeth whitening, I think we're already at a 7.4, possibly a 7.5. So we're inching our way closer. We'll be at 8 by July. I'd say we're at 8 almost.
But you know what's crazy with your physique, Mikey V, is you don't. It's not like you eat particularly healthy. Like you really binge out. Like you really, it's true. Like you go all out and you're still able to maintain the physique. Like
the things I do are preposterous though. Like, so Monday through Thursday, I don't eat for 16 hours a day. I intermittent fast every Monday through Thursday.
Really?
So my eating window closes at 6:30 p.m. and doesn't open back up until 11 in the morning.
It's not the next stock day. Market, Mikey B.
What it is. The window is closed from 6:30 p.m. till 11 a.m. the next day. And then I eat from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., nothing at night for 4 days out of the seven. And that works very well for me. Now, obviously, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's impossible to do. I try to stick to it as best I can, but... The weekends, yes, I'll have some cocktails. I'll enjoy the food.
Bob, I bet instead of a Wendy's at 9 o'clock, you'd eat it.
You bet your ass.
It's for the good of the show. I'll eat it, but I mean, you know, but not on a weekday. No.
That's impressive. It really is.
Yeah, and then he's regimented.
When you go to veg out, when you go nuts, it's got to feel so much better doing that because you know you've earned it.
It does, but honestly, like I just can't eat. The way, and Joe, maybe I don't know if you feel this way. I cannot consume the amount of food I was able to consume on like a binging type of day, like in my 20s. I just can't.
No, I still could.
I can't, bro. Like maybe once in a while, I can't, bro. Like I just feel too. Like, it's not even about how I feel bad. I just feel like sick. Like it makes me kind of sick, but it's that. And then the workouts, I mean, like the workouts are brutal. I destroyed myself for 5-6 days a week.
Joe, you remember those cheat days we used to do with Rockington where we would just go, we would gain 5 pounds. Yeah, but
how long ago was that?
That was during the pandemic.
Pandemic. All things were off though.
We would be with Cuzzy. He'd order the whole menu.
Oh man.
We'd pick a spot and then we'd do like fucking 15 things from that one spot. And then he'd be like, now we got to do dessert. And then there'd be like 15 dessert. It was Bob, like you felt bad about yourself afterwards. Oh
Bob is a marathon eater. By saying that, I mean like I've never. Well, I have. I had one childhood friend who I saw that ate like that. But Bob, like he'll get a plate. 30 minutes will go by. He'll go get another plate. An hour goes by. He goes to get another plate. Like he doesn't.
He's a black hole.
He's a marathon eater, and God bless him. I don't know where the fuck he puts it. If I ate the way Bob ate, I would weigh 400 pounds. I'd weigh 400 pounds.
Now, Mikey V, I have a question for you because there was a period in time where we had a big Mikey V, and like I don't know how long that lasted.
Probably like 305. Probably
because you slimmed down immense. Like you must have not been that regimented back then.
I tore my shoulder. I had a shoulder injury and like I basically just packed it in for like 2 years. I didn't do shit. Like not 2 years, a year and a half. I didn't do shit. But I was heavy. And then obviously when I was in high school and I was playing football, I mean I was heavy. I was eating whatever the fuck I wanted and I just had to be I had to be big. So that's what I was. But you see these linemen now in the NFL, they retire, and then all of a sudden these guys, they don't even look like themselves anymore. They lose so much weight because they're eating so much when they're playing.
I'll give you a classic. Joe Thomas.
Yeah, bro.
Is this like Joe Thomas now?
Now he looks like he could play fucking safety. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty unbelievable. Okay, fellas, I think it's time now. Do we get into our top five?
Yes.
Because I would love to get into. I think it's a very good top five. This is a Joey, brought to you by Joey D. So Joey,
this has been requested by a lot of people, though. I've seen it on Twitter, like when we put out the request your top. This has been mentioned at least 100 times. I've seen it asked for.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. It has a Joey D. We're going to let you announce what it's going to be, and then you could pick who's going to start us off.
All right. This it kind of mixes it up this week. We're doing a top five travel or vacation destinations. Where
the fucking
wanna...
woods, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Where you want to be, what you want to do, why you want to go there. I'd like, you know, if you guys give a little preface, like after your answer, why you picked that spot. Let's start Bob off this week. Wow. So no cherry picking this week. Let's get Bob.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Yeah, that's a running thing.
Just has
thing.
To get it in, bro.
The fans do too, man.
I'll be honest. I'm choosing Bob because I'm legitimately interested to hear his top five destinations.
I am more interested.
He barely traveled.
I got to be honest, Joe. I'm more interested to hear your top five for this than anyone else because if I could guess your top five. In fact, I'm going to write down, and this will be a good exercise, Bob. I'm going to write down on this pad of paper. Yes, that's a Chicago Bears paper pad. I'm going to write down my guesses for Joey's location. After it's done, I'm going to see how many I get right. Yes, Joe.
I just want to make sure this is not necessarily need to be places you've been. It's places you'd like to go
correct.
As well.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
It could be either.
Correct. Yeah, correct. That's the way I did it too. I have no issue with
that. I just want to be on the same page because sometimes we're not.
Wait, okay. Mikey, before Joe does his list, we'll have Joe close his eyes and I want you to hold up the pad of paper. I'm wild. I might be more curious to see what you guess for Joe than even what Joe's are. Okay. That's the main event right there. Okay, so you go ahead and write them down. And then I'm starting us off there, Joey D.
Yeah, you're gonna start us off.
Okay. Look, I ain't expecting to win this list anytime soon, and I think we all know that I probably wasn't going to win this list. but this is places that I either A, want to go or have been that have loved. Number five, I went with Joey D. I'll remember it for a lifetime. Number five, give me Italy. And the reason I'm taking Italy is, first off, I love the trains that we did throughout Europe. I really loved doing the trains, but I'm very uncomfortable out there. I just feel very out of my element, and I think that was almost good for me. But the reason that it's in that five hole, they always talk about the food. The food is – it's like different. It's like you can't even get it here. It's like – it's such a different upper echelon of food. It's the best food I've ever had. I could go there,
Mikey,
and just eat.
Have you been, Mikey, to, yes. to Italy?
Yeah, I went probably almost close to 20 years ago now when I was.
Wow. Like, yeah. It was like even like me and Joe went to the first time spot we were in Italy. Like we went to like a couple places down
that's
the road.
That's the thing about Italy, though. You just go to you walk into any place and everything you eat is just like I remember going to a random place outside that had linguine white clam sauce. And it was those little vongola clam, like the tiny like ridge shell. The clams are about this big. They're like sugar. That's like what Italy is. It's just crazy. Every place just slaps.
Joe just like had a spot and he's like, we're going to go to this spot, but not even really well known or anything. I went, it was the best pasta I've ever had until I had pasta the next day. It was amazing. Yeah. So I would go Italy at five. Number four, Cape May. Used to go to Cape May with the family.
Yeah. Where is that?
Cape May is the last exit.
It's at the very bottom of New Jersey. It's the last exit
you have
on
New
the
New Jersey line. On your list. You're not winning this list, Bob.
But I got
Bob,
another good, place in
good,
Jersey.
Good
too.
For you to
yeah. see. Yeah. I got I'm taking you to Cape May sometime, Joey D.
Every year, bro. That's where the flag tents are.
That's where the flag. Well, Cape May is terrific.
The flags with the tents.
By the way, you might be thinking Jersey Shore, Joey D. Like this is classier than Jersey Shore. This is a much better level.
And
than
you
want to
talk?
Shore.
You want to talk restaurants? Some of the
Let's
best
talk
restaurants.
Yeah.
Some of the best restaurants you could eat.
All right,
you'd like it, Joey D.
Joe would fucking love it. He would
I think so
it.
Too.
He would
yeah,
love
I
it.
I think so it. Too. The only thing is Emirates doesn't fly into Cape May. That's the only problem. I don't know if we're going to be able to.
That's true.
We got Cape May at four. Number three. Joey D, been here with Joe. Oh, no, I haven't been here with Joey D. We went at separate times. Number three, Nantucket. Our buddy Showtime took us to Nantucket. That might be one of my favorite places on earth. That was a blast.
It's like the Hamptons of Massachusetts. It's so nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's very high end. It really is. It was so much fun. Just a quick little story. We had, it was me, Showtime, and then our buddy Teddy, and we had our girlfriends with us at the time. We snuck away from them for a little bit during one day. Joe, we always talk about this. We snuck away from them. We kind of felt
for like
naughty.
3 hours.
Yeah, we just like kind of needed our time. Like, and we sat at this bar and ate oysters and lobster and were drinking like crazy. And it was, you know, we kind of felt kind of naughty doing it. It was terrific. They couldn't find us. It was such a special moment. And it's like, we didn't care about the bill. We just went all out. Give me Nantucket at three. Number two, give me LBI, Long Beach Island. What a special spot, man. Really, really. We used to go there as a family too. Give me LBI. I'm keeping a lot local. LBI at two. And then number one is a place that I haven't been that I've been wanting to go for the longest fucking time, and I will get there. Hawaii.
I know where it is. Yeah, Hawaii.
Yeah,
Hawaii.
I could see myself really, really nestling up in Hawaii and join between the golf.
Bob, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
I think so, Joey Day. I really want to go to Hawaii. And with that, let's head on over. Let's do Joey D's now. And then, so Katsi, we're going to have you close your eyes, and I want Mikey to show the list. So for the people watching on YouTube, show the list. For
Don't
the audio,
look at the
I
screen,
apologize.
Joe. Look away.
Joe, actually, can you take your headphones off? Because I'm going to read all.
This is ridiculous, man.
Okay, Joe, take that. Okay, he's got the headphones off. Close your eyes. We're going to live. Here's Mikey's list. Mikey's got the Maldives at one. He's got
Maldives,
Dubai.
Bob. Maldives.
Maldives.
For Christ's sake.
Yes. He's got Dubai at two, Italy at three, Fiji at four, and the Hamptons at five.
Let's see how many I can get.
That's so
spot
on.
Not in order necessarily.
No. Yeah, that's as good.
Like, come
as
on now, Bob.
Yeah, come on in. And here comes Joey D to give his list.
Bob, can I come on?
You're good. Yes, yeah, yes, you're good. Joe. You're good. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll here, please, Mikey B. This is the Joey D top
come on,
five.
Come on. This is great. I wish I could gamble on this.
Terrific.
All right. I some of these places I have not been. So I'm gonna preface that, like, I haven't been to all these places, but to me, these are just
good start for me. I gotta tell you that. Go ahead.
At number five, I'm gonna put a place that, you know, and you could do this on a budget, you could do it really high end. I've done both. But to me, it's always a good time when you go to Mexico.
Oh,
Mexico, to me, is so much fun. Now, Bob, we did it wrong with you. And I, God help me, it sucked. But I wish you could have experienced, like, the last time when I stayed at the Nobu Resort, or do something nice. Like, hopefully when you go to Scott's wedding, it's going to be high end. Because when you go to Mexico, like, the service and everything is just so good, and the vibes are high. Everybody's having fun. The drinks are flowing. Mexico for me is number five. Number four, this is a far destination, and I've never been there. We're going to do something in Asia, okay? This is high end. I think, to me, high end, but just so awesome. I would love to do Japan. And here's the reason why. Japan, the food, you have sushi, you have teppanyaki, you have fucking ramen, you have, I mean, udon, you have, and not only that, the places you can go, Tokyo, you could go to fucking Kyoto, Osaka, all these places, so cool, so wide ranging, really been on my list for a while. I've never done it.
I would love to do the food. Yeah, I'd love to do the food out there.
Then, Bob, the nightlife and the people are up all hours of the day. It's so technologically advanced. Japan at number four. Number three. Now, I've been here. This place is special. And you know what? Maybe not so much the people, but the place is special. France at three. And Paris, to me, is one of the nicest places. You have history. You have food. You have culture. You have just about anything that you could ever want. France, and more specifically, I'll do Paris. Paris, France, at number three.
That
to
me,
it's just a no-brainer. Why?
I thought you said that I wouldn't like Paris.
Well, Bob, they speak French, so A, you'd be like a fish out of water, which, you know, like, Europe is not really your wheelhouse. But the second thing is, it's just like, I don't know, you're not like a sightseeing guy. You're not like a guy who appreciates the arts. True. Like, I couldn't bring you to the Louvre.
you'd be bored within 15 minutes. I'm not trying to take a
no,
shot.
No, no, no. Fair I'm enough. Just, I get it. I get it.
Mikey V, I'm not joking. The Louvre is one of the coolest things I've ever been in. You have history at your fingertips, and you walk in. There's. I'm not joking, Bob. There's like shit from the fucking Egyptians. The King Tutankhamun's like his thing. Like you walk in further, you have William's mother, you have Picasso, you okay. have fucking Handel paintings.
All right, Joe, go to Jesus Christ.
Not to mention the Cathedral of Notre Dame. That is unbelievable. Okay, number two is another tropical destination. This place is special. The golf, the food, the resorts, everything. And I had to do back on the home front in the US of A. Number two is Hawaii for me. And Bob, we got to make it happen. I'm telling you right now, it's dewy, it's lush. The Dole Whip, it's just everything there. It's like honeysuckle. It's just beautiful. You got to be there. It's right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I do. I want to. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Number one to me.
I might go 0-for-5, by the way.
I know.
Number one to me is a no-brainer. And I might be biased, but it is the best place to go. It is Italy. I'm sorry.
I got one.
To me, the food, the culture, if you're single, the women, the historical, it's everything there is so special. And it's like, Bob, you only saw a fraction of it. You go to different areas. I've traveled all throughout the country. It's beautiful. The food is unbeatable. Number one to me is Italy. It's not even close. And so, I might be biased, but
do you want to hear
how many do Mikey V have?
He got one. Just he got one, Joe. I loved just his one? List. Yeah. I thought his list was spot
my list
on.
Bad?
No, it wasn't. No, I thought you were going to go in a different direction. So I had for you, I had the Maldives, which you didn't mention. Dubai, which you didn't mention.
Dubai is cool.
Yeah,
I'd like
yeah,
to go to Dubai.
Yeah, the Hamptons and Fiji, neither of which you mentioned. So,
Jesus, I was off, dude. I was
off. What?
Which one did I get that you?
Italy.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey B, we head over to you for your top five.
Number five, a top travel destination. Listen, it is not a peaceful vacation. It is not an easygoing vacation by any means, but Disney World, Florida. If you haven't been to Disney World and experienced what they actually put out on the table at Disney World, I've been to Disneyland and Disney World. There's really not a comparison between the two because Disney World is so above and beyond outrageous at every single turn. I don't know. I'm one of those people. I know some people hate it, but I'm one of those people that even as an adult, I think it's a good time. There's good restaurants. You just have to know where you're going. The resorts are great. Give me Disney World at five. Number four, Vegas. I think Vegas. Now, for you guys, Vegas is a little different because you're so close to Vegas. But I think Vegas is always one of those top tier destinations that people want to go to. I've been to Vegas several times. I think it's great. Three, same as Joe, Paris. I had Paris at three. Paris, I think the history, the art, the food, you can't go wrong with Paris at three. Italy, I got at number two.
Wow.
Italy was phenomenal. I have to go back again sometime soon because, like I said, it's been almost 20 years now. So Italy was fantastic. And I don't want to do the tour. I did the tourist thing the first time I went, so now I feel like I could go and not have to worry about
just
going to see,
for a food
going to see the. I don't need to see the David again. I don't need to see the Sistine Chapel again. Like, I don't need that.
Mikey V.
I want to go to the Amalfi Coast and like.
Oh yeah,
Capri
Lake Como.
Yes, I would love to do that. So that's kind of what I like to. And then number one, I went there for my honeymoon. I think it's the great, and obviously, you know, that was a splurge. I'm not going to deny that. There is, and I've been to tropical resorts before. There is no place on earth like Bora Bora, Tahiti. Tahiti to me is the greatest vacation you could ever do for yourself. Don't take your kids.
Bring your checkbooks.
Well, I mean, it's a once in a lifetime type of vacation for most people. It's a once in a lifetime type of me and my wife. My wife used to work. She had tons of travel mileage, so the airfare cost us almost nothing. She had it all saved from all her years of working. Tahiti was indescribable how gorgeous it is. The water is literally like bathing in Fiji water, Poland Spring water. That's what the ocean water
is. It is, Bob. It's amazing.
It's just insanely gorgeous, swimming with the sharks and then the manta rays and the just –
the over the water bungalows with the glass bottom in the hotel room. Like, it's just top of the line, unbelievable. Tahiti number one.
You know what I would do, and great lists, fellas, what I would love to do. We talked about doing it for Bob Sports. I think we do it for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I think it'd be funnier if we did it for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Mikey V, if you could find a way to get it off, like to get, you know, if Holly gives you the go ahead for, like, maybe we do it for 5 days or something. I've wanted to go to Vancouver with Joey D hosting. It would, and if we document it and, like, we put it on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, like a behind the scenes, like we bring an editor, camera guy to come with us. I think it'd be one of the funniest fucking things of all time.
We could do it.
I just want to understand the people out there too. Like, I want to see if I could kind of piece together how we came together. I'm John. Well, we love you, Joey D. So
first thing I'm going to do when I get there is I'm going to go to a barbecue store and see if they pronounce Weber Vibber.
No, that's I'm saying that Vancouver thing. No, it's a German pronunciation. You don't pronounce a W.
Got it.
Something tells me he's right, by the way.
He probably is.
He has some of the shit.
We should do the Vancouver trip, though.
Vancouver trip would be great. I'd put Vancouver as my honorable mention, but one that I did like, the Japan one, I think I would just love the food there. It just would be so hard for me to travel there. It's such a day of travel.
By the way, I just want you to see this here. The letter W is pronounced as ve and can be seen in words as, like, wetter, wash, and warten.
And of course, Weber.
Well, it would be Weber.
Give me Vancouver, British Columbia as my honorable mention.
Wow.
Yeah, I would really like to see it.
Bob,
really,
we got to make it happen, dude.
You really would.
I would take you guys to Whistler for a couple days. How you'd be up in the mountains. It'd be beautiful. I could take you to the island, so you'd be out in the water.
Bob, when he said the mountains, Bob's like,
The mountains, it's an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half drive from Vancouver.
Every stay at some type of, like, nice lodge, perhaps, you know, like a really nice lodge, maybe.
I'll fix you up, guys, to the nines.
Okay.
Joey D, your honorable mention.
My honorable mention is another place in Europe I have not been, but to me it looks spectacular. It's in the Mediterranean, is Greece. Greece looks spectacular. That's a good call. It looks so beautiful. Like those sunsets on, like, Santorini Island and stuff with all those white and blue, like, rooftops. And it looks sensational.
Greek food doesn't get enough credit, man.
Greek food's good.
I don't like Greek
food.
No. I like Greek food a lot.
I'll eat it, but I don't think it's, like, I don't know. I can't eat it.
A good feta salad is one of my
top. I love feta.
A Greek salad to me with a good feta. Cheese is almost one of my favorite things to eat.
I saw a clip of Gordon Ramsay, and I don't agree with this take at all, but when he explains why, it's pretty interesting. Gordon Ramsay saying that Greek cuisine is better than Italian cuisine. Now, again, I do not agree with that by any means, but if you hear his explanation, it's pretty interesting to hear why he says so. That's all I got for now. Mikey V, will send it over to you.
And I mean Greek food over Italian food.
It's a wild take.
Yeah, that's a bad take, but I will say.
But you got to hear him explain
Now, you want to talk about good calamari. They do calamari really well. The Greeks do it.
Mikey V, your honorable mention.
My honorable mention will be Cape May. I like that play a lot. I look forward to that vacation every year. It's a great vacation.
One of my favorite moments, maybe on the show, low key, is when Mikey V stuck that big old Bears flag down in the beach so that the kids would know where he
that
is.
That thing looked like a fucking flag that belonged on Mount Rushmore.
It was the most classic.
Listen, to the land.
So we go with, like, there's like 12 kids on this vacation. We all have kids, so, like, there needs to be a home base. You guys will understand.
No, I'm sure we will. It's such a Mikey V play. It really is. It's such a Mikey V play. Ladies and gentlemen, as far as I'm concerned, that's been another edition there, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We love you, folks. We appreciate you. We are moving our way up the charts now, boys. We want to make that top 100. If you could leave 5-star reviews, comment on into the Apple Podcasts, the whole nine yards. We need you. We love you, folks. Fellas, I love you, boys. That's another edition, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We'll see you next time, fellas.